Gregor was a little closer, 3250. I didn't realize 53 was the first year of that.
That was a lot of money in 1953
for a
car. Mm-hmm. How would you like to have that car today?
It's worth a little more than 3250 today, if it's in any kind of condition.
Or if it even exists, which it may or may not.
I bet you somebody's got a 53. Oh, I've seen 55.
How would you like to have the first one?
Oh, the first one. Oh, you're having the very first. That's a good question, if it exists. It's probably in a museum owned by Chevrolet.
Has anybody ever seen a 53 Corvette?
I have.
I don't think I have. I know I've seen a 55.
I saw one not too long ago.
Where?
It was at a classic car place. They had one from 53.
Where is a classic car place?
There's one in Arlington. It's on Division Street.
Didn't know that.
No.
I think 57 was the year they really started souping up the engine.
This one in Arlington, it had one, I think, the first 15 years from 53 on.
Wow. That's money.
Yeah, and then there was one that was like a 59 or so, and it had the original sticker price on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it still had the sticker price on the window, and it was like $4,000 or something.
Were you talking?
I told the guy, I said, you know what? I'll buy this for $4,000 right now.
I was going to say, were you talking to me about that a couple of months ago?
The place I went and the guy had it for $4,000.
But investing in classic cars is almost better than a lot of the traditional investments that you can get into.
I saw Frank Parra, they had at one time like a 73 Stingray that the sticker price on it, the sticker was still on it, and it was like $8,200, $9,200, something like that. But it was in mint condition, too. I love the Stingray.
In my never-ending quest for my classic car, that one of these days I will have.
A Corvette?
Yep. No.
Yep.
I want a 57 Chevrolet Bel Air.
What's that look like?
Just an old classic muscle car. Had the big fins on it. Yeah.
Oh, is it a big-ass boat?
Yep.
Is it one of those?
It's a pretty big car. God, I want one of those. I've been wanting one of those for years. One of these days I'm going to get one.
I've always been a big fan of the Corvette.
I can get you a good deal on a Dodge Dart if you're interested.
No, I don't really
know. No,
I need to talk to the guy first.
Danny,
get in here.
Mm-hmm. Those things had so much chrome on them.
Yep.
They
and on
great,
this.
Great, boy.
What?
57 Chevys.
Aren't those great?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate classic car.
Yep.
You know, they're out there. I mean, if you want one, you can find them.
You see them every now and then.
I mean, you can see them all the time. It's just that they're about to get one that's in great condition. About 35,000.
You know, you and I both seem to dig these types of shows on Discovery. American Hot Rod, do you ever flip by that?
Yeah, all the time.
Yep.
That Boyd Coddington in California.
Well, they can make some cars, can't they?
You know, I like those, but it's almost as if they're too manufactured. Because they'll take just four pieces of steel, and it's from a whatever type of car, some type of roadster.
They just use the chassis.
Yeah, but then they'll build the whole car around it. I mean, they're beautiful.
It's cool.
They're cool to look at, but
what do you do with them, though? I've always said, okay, you've got that. What do you do? You know, you're not going to drive it down the road. Because if you do, somebody will pull out in front of you, and then that's it.
It's one of those Sunday driving cars, basically.
On this date in 1859, French acrobat Charles Blondin crossed Niagara Falls on a tightrope.
And was arrested when he got to the Canadian side.
Oh, no.
Yep.
He later crossed blindfolded on stilts, pushing a wheelbarrow while carrying a man on his back.
And after that, Norm had him on.
I think so.
Yep.
Except it was 1859.
Well, he had a show in 1859.
Yeah. Did he? Anybody ever been to Niagara Falls?
Sure.
Yeah.
We went there on... What were we there for? We were there for the stars.
For the stars and the terrible Smith sword.
Yeah. Ah, in the Stanley Cup Finals?
That's right.
Well, Rich has also been there.
I was there.
Let's have a guessing game of what media luminaries Rich went to Niagara Falls with.
I was there on a 1996
Cowboy rookie. That's
Tommy
one. There's two other ones, right?
There are two others that I can recall. I had a few that
David
night.
Burrell?
No.
No, not the Duck.
Followell?
No, because I worked here and he worked here, so he wouldn't have been there.
All right, now, first of all, we got to figure out who doesn't hate him and would go to something like that.
What about Chris Garcia?
Good guess.
Nope.
He might have been there. I can't remember for sure.
Were you that drunk?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. The next morning, second worst hangover of my life.
Next morning, they had to fish him out of the
business trip.
The bottom of Niagara Falls, the maid of the mist.
It's the sports Cretan.
I know. Any other guesses?
Who else with you?
Jack Locker Room Lindstrom.
Oh, yeah.
And another radio luminary.
By the way, who do you think was drunker, Jack or me?
I'm going to go with Jack.
Probably a good guess. And
you know what? Although you can't really remember for sure.
No,
you know
I can't for sure, but
I'm
a good guess.
I'm going to go with Jack, and I'm going to stick with it, and nobody can convince me otherwise.
Nope. I probably can't.
I've seen Jack Lindstrom so drunk that if he took one more drink, he was going to die of alcohol poisoning.
Last I knew, though, he's doing good. He's
good. I hope he is.
He's cleaned up.
I hope he is.
Good for him. The sports princess was with us.
Oh, good gosh. What a buzzkill. I can't believe you can get drunk with her there. What a buzzkill she is.
Quite a menagerie of people we had there.
Was she wearing underwear?
Kind of a what of people?
Menagerie.
She did. It was a big old set of underwear.
How about some birthdays for you?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
William Astorton is 57.
Big Bill Astorton. All right. Happy birthday.
Ghostbusters and Die Hard, it says. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you who he is, though.
No, I know who William Asher is.
This is Asherton.
He used to be a producer on Bewitched and later married Elizabeth Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. Tina Bockrath is 37. Grego?
Tina Bockrath. Don't know.
May 1990, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. Playmate.
I missed that one.
Rhines, Bryn B. Burrows is 50.
No idea.
Okay. I thought you maybe had heard of the Fabulous Poodles.
I have heard of the Fabulous Poodles.
Well, Bryn Burrows would be the drummer.
Yes, with their one big hit, Mirror Star.
You say so.
But I can't give you any names in that outfit.
You can give him Bryn Burrows now. He's 50 today. Vincent D'Onofrio, 45.
D'Onofrio.
Right.
That's Private Pyle.
It was Private Pyle.
Boy, he's on... He's on
Law and Order.
Yeah, Law and Order, CSI, or
SUV,
whatever.
SUV.
He was also in Mystic Pizza.
Yep.
He was also in The Cell.
He was also in...
He was good in that.
He also played Thor in The Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, my God.
He also played 5-0 in The Wire.
Very good. Yep. Tom Drummond, 35.
I'm joking.
Tom Drummond, 35.
Tom Drummond.
You might know him, Snake.
Wasn't that Arnold Willis' daddy?
Dippin' Stroke today.
No, that was Mr. Drummond.
Sprinter,
Mr. Drummond.
The sprinter from TCU?
No, he's
John Drummond.
Somebody from Better Than Ezra.
Oh, don't look at me, man. That's Danny scene.
Now, are they the ones that did that? You giving me.
Don't ask
nothing
me.
But shattered dreams.
No, they opened up for you guys the other night.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Nancy DeSalt
is
68.
What's wrong with this song? What's so bad about this?
Go ahead and listen to this all the way through.
Actress, and she was in Too Close for Comfort.
Very good, Grego.
Why is it gay?
It's because it's the guy's name of the band, Johnny Hates Jazz. You know how gay that is? I'm Johnny from Johnny Hates Jazz.
Well, how do you know that this is Johnny singing?
Well, who else?
Anytime the name of a band is a sentence, they're gay.
Right.
Like Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Right.
Gene loves Jezebel.
Well, you're right. That's genius.
Johnny Hates Jazz.
Well, what's so gay? What is gay about this?
You're giving me nothing but shattered dreams.
There you go.
That's gay.
Reiner doing the hip swivel with his hands behind his head. It's gay.
All right, we need a great song.
What's wrong with that?
Bands like that.
Minute Work?
They're not gay. They're pretty good. Is Men at Work?
So is Johnny
Hates
Jazz.
Because there's no verb, is
right.
there?
That's a preposition and a noun.
No. I don't know.
What's so bad about this?
This is horrible.
It is not. Better than that devil tree you listen to that's so poisoned your mind and your lungs.
Hell it is.
Did you stay up and listen to Cat the other night on the...
No, I didn't know he was on.
Would you like to do that?
You know what? Kevin and I were talking about it today. If I didn't work all day Saturday already, I would tell Scott Strong in a heartbeat I would be hosting the metal show.
Just one time.
Do it one time.
I might need to do it, man. That's right up my alley. Yeah. I didn't know they had brought it back until a couple
just
weeks
get somebody
ago.
Else to fill in for you one Saturday.
And you can talk to
I'll
guys.
I'll fill in for you one Saturday okay. and do it with Kevin.
There
Kevin.
You go.
You can talk to callers.
Yeah, you can have conversations like this.
On the ticket?
If you...
Hey, man, can you play Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
do all those metal
I can.
Well, you should do it.
As long as you can say, yeah, dude.
The other night I was listening to that, and I didn't know who a band was, and I called Squeaky to find out. It was Exodus. It's like, oh, yeah, Kirk Hammett's band, because I know the Metallica guitar player was in that band before he was
Whenever
in
you want to do that, I'll fill in for you.
Hey, man, I'm in.
Do you have the Iron Maiden one in their psycho?
Do y'all stay on time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really important on Saturdays.
Do you have to be on like all 6 hours?
Yes.
See, but
I was going to help you out.
And there's no entertainment news. There's no Muse in the news.
To be able to do the show, though, you've got to have a knowledge of most of the albums and be able to go deep into the cuts on the album like Kat did on this one.
Well, I don't think that's labeled as such.
The Kat one there and about
sounds familiar.
That's Pantera.
Yeah, it's,
Walk.
If,
As long as we're playing Pantera, we can tell you Phil Anselmo's 36 today.
He died one
day. Hey, it's the Catman in for Squeaky tonight until midnight on the Metal Shop. And coming up next on 93.3 The Bone, we're going to hear from one of the big four. Not only is this all-time great metal band remastered and reissued its classic catalog, I got some news about a new CD and a tour they're putting together, too. So keep it locked right here.
Can you name the big four?
The big four?
Yes, this is Cat's big four.
His big four?
Says it is definitive. I mean, it's not like his.
It's his four favorite metal bands time.
This is like universally known in the metal community.
It is?
The four landmark metal bands. Yes.
Well, Iron Maiden has got to be in there.
Yes.
Metallica's got to be in there.
Yes.
Slayer most likely is in there.
Yes.
Would it be Anthrax?
Yes!
Yes!
Wow.
How about that?
See? You'd need to do that show.
And by the way, those four bands, they'd all be in my top 10 probably.
Really?
Absolutely.
I question Anthrax, though.
Oh,
come on.
Don't question Anthrax.
The best song that they ever did was their collaboration with Public Enemy.
The worst thing they ever did was Bring the Noise.
That's the best song they ever did.
I question Slayer.
They are a little more underground.
Yeah, but
they
the
never
best
got
thing
any
they ever
airplay.
Did was the Snake Pit theme.
That is good.
That's true.
Maiden.
Oh, no. Iron Maiden in metal circles, that is one of the all-time definitive bands.
You're talking about them and you have a lot of knowledge, Rich. You just call them Maiden.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's what I did. See, notice it. I just called them Maiden.
You guys are in the know.
Bruce Dickinson.
Absolutely. Steve Harris, one of the greatest bassists of all time.
Exactly.
Nickel McBrain, one of the ugliest drummers of all time.
Nickel?
You don't need to get personal on that, Rich.
Well, he is.
Well, he can't help that.
He knows it, too. So anyway, Phil Anselmo, formerly of Pantera, is 36 today.
Died in Dallas?
Got revived.
Played San Antonio the next night.
Okay, you want to hear what it's like to talk to people? But you have to, like Kevin says, you have to know the absolute deepest cuts on the records if you're going to do
that. Yeah,
okay.
You can't just pull out the lead cut or anything like that. Or the lead third.
Like Kat did here.
Metallica. It's the Kat Man in tonight for Squeaky on the Metal Shop. Hey, The Bone.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
Hey, can you guys play some Maiden, dude?
What do you want to hear?
Anything off the Number of the Beast.
How about Number of the Beast?
That'll work, dude.
Give me a bona fide hell yeah.
Boy, now, Kev was really ready to go deep on that, wasn't he?
Come on, now. If he would at least work in Gangland or something off of the album,
if he would have said, can you play something from Metallica, Master of Puppets? How about Master of Puppets?
At least work
See, that's why you
like
need to do it,
22 Acacia
Dickhead.
Avenue off that album. Yeah. Come on.
Can you play something from Led Zeppelin 4?
How about Led Zeppelin 4? I need to do that. Let's string that together, man. I'd love to do that.
I'd love to review your work.
How about a July the 4th weekend?
How about not?
Be awesome, man.
How about not?
Going into the holiday, get people fired up, give them the metal if they want.
I've worked enough.
And see, the thing is, even start smoking again.
No,
and see, the thing is, that you get to pull your own music.
How would
wherever you want
like to be on the air?
I'd love to be on the
You've
air.
Got to start smoking again.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do. It's better shtick.
You're a lot more useful when you smoke.
I'd rather be useless, I guess.
And are we sure he stopped?
Well, no, now that you mention it.
Can we swab a lung?
Go ahead.
I'm sure there's still tar
I
packed
doubt
up
it.
Inch by inch on those
I
lungs.
I doubt it.
Come on.
You think those lungs are a nice, healthy pink now after all those years of tar infestation?
They're repairing. They're repairing.
I bet they're still, I mean, it's still, how long has it been now?
I quit June 8th of last year.
And then you had a
I had a
relapse.
Couple of cigarettes in the ensuing months, but I hadn't had any cigarettes since like September, October, period.
Of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, don't you want one?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Matter of fact, when I walk by somebody smoking
really
nowadays,
right now?
It's repulsive.
It is?
I've
yes.
always heard that the worst people on smokers are ex-smokers.
It used to be, I love the smell of that first burn off a cigarette, and the other day some woman's walking out the door of the building here in front of me, and I mean she barely got the door open and she's lighting her cigarette, and it was so disgusting. So I've made it. I've turned the corner.
Once you get back into it, though,
no.
you'll get
yeah.
over that. You'll get over that initial
Thanks.
Shock.
The second round is the best.
I was out hanging out with a friend of mine at the NASCAR truck race a couple weeks ago, drinking all day, and he was smoking.
Oh, you don't mean to tell me somebody
cigarette.
At a NASCAR event was smoking.
Wait. When you drink beer, don't
nope.
you want to smoke more? Because I
nope.
hear
come on,
that's,
come on.
You
I'll run
do.
Down
they go hand in hand normally?
It used to.
I'll run down to On the Run right now and get a pack of Marlboro Reds if you'll have one with me down.
Oh,
no thanks,
Reds,
man.
Oh, man.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Michael, smoke with you.
I don't
see that.
Care. He can smoke for all he wants.
How long did you smoke?
I don't know, long enough.
How long? Give me a year count.
Well, probably 6-7 years.
Oh, that's nothing, man.
Were you ever up to like a pack a day?
No.
Just a few here and there?
Yeah. I was a lightweight.
6 years, that's nothing, man.
Yeah, I was a lightweight.
How long did you smoke?
Consistently, at least 12 years.
Probably 2 weeks after I quit, my lungs were pink again.
So from like...
I first started smoking when I was about 18, and by the time I was 20, I was definitely a regular smoker. And
do you remember your first cigarette?
Yeah.
Someone was like, here, dude. And you were at a bar, probably.
No, I was at the batting cages, actually.
Oh, well, everyone needs to smoke at the batting
where
cages.
Where I worked.
Man, how sad that cigarettes derailed your sporting career.
I know, it did, man.
The batting cages, I mean, you could have been a major league player, but
I know.
You chose... That's a PSA, man. That's almost a movie. Here Rich is at a crossroads in his
it
life.
It was a softball
baseball
batting
or
cage.
Cigarette.
I worked there.
He chose cigarettes.
It was a softball batting
how
cage,
sad.
Too. Come on.
So after you smoked that first one, did you immediately have another?
Not immediately, but I sampled for a while until I got to college, and then I smoked all the time.
Do you remember the first time you smoked?
No, I remember the last time I smoked.
You do?
Yeah.
I remember the last time I smoked, too.
Did you both
it was gross.
Say that was it?
No, because this was after I'd quit, and I had just
I
a
did.
Few. And it was in October of last year in Tulsa on an SMU road trip, and I bummed one off Donnie Baseball, and it was nasty. That was it.
What about you? You said this is the last cigarette I'll ever smoke?
Yep.
And why? Well, then why'd you smoke it? Why don't you just stop there?
Well, I did.
I know, but why did you have to smoke one last one?
I don't know. There just comes a time when
it's
enough
just so
is enough.
Good.
Are we going to finish birthdays here?
No. What was going through your mind when you told yourself this is it? Was it just because it was nasty or you thought I've got to quit or what?